Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But I'll give you an example, and eventually we'll open up the phones on this, with what you guys were the most wrong about going into the season for the Commanders. At 800-636-1067. Here's what I want to go with. The thing that I think I got most wrong this year so far was that I was convinced their cornerback room was going to be significantly better than it was last year. And I go through the personnel group here one by one, having been out at training camp, been out at practices, saw the corners winning. They were playing way more man coverage. That was a talking point of Dan Quinn and of Joe Witt throughout camp, that they liked their corners better, and so they were going to have them play more man coverage. And at practice, Washington's receivers were getting got. Now you fast forward post Terry McLaurin to right now, and you're seeing that it was a lot of KJ Osborne and Chris Moore, and you know, one of the guys that was routing them up was Jalen Lane, who actually hasn't had it transition to the season, but Luke McCaffrey wasn't getting open. And it might have said more about Washington's receivers in the corners, a question we asked a few times even back in the summer. But my argument for the corners being a lot better, which I thought was sound at the time, was Lattimore's not going to be as bad as he was last year. That didn't work out. Trey Amos is going to be a stellar rookie. I think that one is true. I think he's been really good. Not high impact, not game-changing or big-time plays, but I think he's been very solid.
Good, solid player, yeah.
Looks like a win in the second round. I was convinced that Mikey Sanristil was going to have a terrific season. He was coming off of a rookie year where I thought he was one of the true rising stars in any secondary in the NFL. He has probably taken as big a step backwards as anybody on the team, and I don't like saying that because I love Mikey. I think he's a great leader and a good young player and locker room presence. And then even down the depth chart, they bring in Jonathan Jones. That's a veteran quality deep reserve on your depth chart, the likes of which you didn't have much of last year. That was Michael Davis, who couldn't play in the league, basically. And now you've got Jones, who comes over from New England. I haven't even mentioned Noah Igbinoghene yet, who was a top three guy most games for them, playing a ton last year, who was slotted all the way down at fifth on the depth chart. And that was kind of my evidence of, wait a second, this guy had to play a bunch of snaps, and now he's fifth. They're way better at corner. I thought it was not only going to be an improved room, but like a league average or maybe a hair better corner room where they were without liabilities. And I couldn't have been more wrong. That is an area where looking at this season and predicting that they could go 10-7 and be a wild card team, to quote Dan Quinn, I missed it.
That's a good one. I have a million things I could pick on or pick out here because I was wrong about a ton. I mean, I didn't have him as high as some folks, but I thought, for example, Frankie Louvu was going to be gangbusters. The guy that we're talking about to start the show, I thought he's unleashed, didn't have to worry about coverage anymore, doesn't have to have run fits. He's going to rush the passer and put up double-digit sacks. Ugh, hadn't really had that impact at all. But there's a million things I could pick. Here's my generally. The offense. I thought that with mediocre personnel last year, with a guy that probably is a guard playing left tackle, with a bunch of leftovers, with a bunch of Jamison Crowder, Olamide Zaccheaus, Frankenstein second receivers, Noah Brown, a training camp cut with nothing other than Terry McLaurin, Austin Ekeler, you know, two-thirds of the time, and Zach Ertz, who lacks any kind of explosion, anything other than catch and fall. This offense was excellent last year. Excellent. I thought, you know, even with slightly upgraded personnel, now I didn't know Austin Ekeler would go out, you know, as early as he did, but with slightly upgraded personnel and Deebo Samuel, this offense, regardless, would always be capable. They would always find a way to keep the team in the game. So overall, their numbers aren't terrible. They're 13th in the league in yards per play. But if you watch the last month, you know, They can't get to 300 total yards as a team. They can't run the ball. They can't really throw it. There's no threat. There's nothing explosive. There's nothing down the field. There's nothing that defenses have to worry about at any point in time, and they are feasting. They're having a grand old time playing against Washington. I am stunned by that, quite frankly. I thought the Cliff Kingsbury, I thought this this group with what I thought would be an improved offensive line would always have an answer, even if it wasn't greatest show on turf stuff with Jaden healthy and McLaurin and all those guys. I understand the injuries have happened. I just can't believe there's nothing dynamic at all happening with this offense, and I'm stunned by that.
So the one I came up with when I looked for something I got most wrong on offense actually is a Terry McLaurin take, which is that I assumed McLaurin would have a McLaurin season, even as the issues dragged on in the offseason. I did not think he would hold out and then hold in the way that he did, and I didn't think the hold in was go as long as it did. But then when it did, and we talked about it every day on the show ad nauseum, I did not think that the hold-in would lead to the worst-case scenario season that it seems to have. And look, there's no...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
True way to know that the year he's having is based on his offseason. But it certainly seems like it may have been a factor. And I remember thinking when he finally reported with a couple of weeks before the season, he'll probably get off to a slower start for a game or two. But in my wildest expectations, I didn't think we'd fast forward 10 weeks in and he's going to miss more time than he'd be on the field for. And when he'd play, he'd mostly just be another guy running routes out there. Because that's where we are. 9 weeks in, I would have had him around 50 catches and 600 yards, you know, on the normal paces that he is on. Or, you know, maybe that's too high. Maybe it's 40 catches and 500 yards or whatever. But he's McLaurin being McLaurin. Instead, he's got 13 catches and 203 yards. And he had the one huge catch that he got hurt on against the Raiders. And he's had one game outside of that one play where he's had a Terry-like impact. And that was the Chiefs game.
Yep.
It was a painful, frankly, reminder of what they're missing. It was excellent in real time. It was awesome to see the catch on the sideline no one else on the team can make. It was even better to see the catch in the end zone that three or four guys in the league make. But it was also painful to know, oh, this is the thing. This is the thing you don't have. It's just like a little reminder of how good something tastes. You know what I'm saying? Like you quit smoking and you have that one cigarette or something. You're like, ah, I shouldn't have done that. Now I remember what it was, what it meant to me. But outside of the one catch against the Raiders and the one game against the Chiefs, the rest of this season, he's just kind of a guy who's been on the field for them from time to time. I did not have that in the office pool. Couldn't have been more wrong about how his season was going to go. That one is a little bit of a, you know, injury related, and that's not the way I want to go with the conversation. But when he's played, I think...
hadn't been that impactful.
He's lacked the consistency that allows me to go with that one. So in the words of Dan Quinn, I missed it. And then I'll give you one more. The question we're asking here on Grant and Danny, what did you get most wrong about the 2025 Commanders so far? I thought their defense was going to be better than it was last year. Boy, was I wrong. I thought you go get Javon Kinlaw. Didn't love how much money he made, but whatever. He's going to be a presence for a team that can't stop the run. You go get better at corner. I just talked about being wrong about that. You bring in Will Harris at safety. Now, he got hurt, and that's why he hasn't helped. But this was my preseason kind of workshopping. Dorrance Armstrong finished so well end of last year into the playoffs. He's going to carry that over. Von Miller comes in here. He's going to help a ton. He's going to close games. You're going to be up three against the Bears, and he's going to get the big sack fumble. Look at the year-over-year 24 and 25 defenses. Last year, they were 16th, allowing 5.4 per play. This year, they're 30th, allowing 6.2 per play. Last year against the run, they were really, really bad, 28th, and that was where they invested all their energy, and they're up to 19th. It's been a very small upgrade. They've gone from like 4.7 per carry to 4.4, but I think a lot of that is the injuries to Wise and the edges now, yep. And the numbers are getting worse. But the plan was okay. That was the one area they fixed, but they thought that's what's important. Well, in the meantime, you took your eye off the ball in the secondary. You went from 6.49 per pass last year, which was actually good for 12th in the NFL, to dead last 32nd at 8.36 per passing play against this year. On third downs, they've gone from 15th to 21st. So I thought this defense was going to be better, and I thought wrong. And that is one of the many, many things that I got the most wrong. And to quote Dan Quinn, I missed it.
I had something similar about the defense. I didn't think it would be much improved. In fact, I thought it would be marginally improved. And, you know, just going against some better teams, you're not going to get that many Cooper rushes. You're not going to get that many, name that backup Billy that they got last year, very fortuitously. You were going up against Pat Mahomes and Justin Herbert and a bunch of guys that are pretty damn good. So I thought there'd be some regression. I never in my wildest dreams thought they'd be among the worst in the sport. I never in my... I had issues. I'm going, I don't see this working that great. I think they'll be okay. Maybe they'll turn some people over every now and again. But maybe this run defense thing is a good strategy, et cetera. I didn't see a major jump up into the top half of the league, but I didn't see a disaster. Like, I never in my wildest years would I have a competent defensive mind in Dan Quinn, another competent defensive mind in Joe Witt, who the entire league liked. The entire league was yes, oh, Joe Witt, that's a good hire for them. That's awesome. Now I'm not so sure, but... At that point, to have this in the second year where they could remake it in their own image. Not what they inherited. They inherited what they got last year, tried to put some band-aids on it with Bobby Wagner and throw some stuff at the wall like Cleveland Farrell and Dante Fowler, which worked, and Dorrance Armstrong, who they stumbled onto. Totally fine. This is what they envisioned. Now we got what we want here. No more John Allen. Let's go get Kinlaw. That's our dude. We're going to go get the guys that we want. And they've gotten worse in every area. They're worse everywhere. I can't believe it's this bad. I was wrong about that.
Guylo on Twitter, you can hit us up at Grant H. Paulson and at Funny Danny, says, what I got the most wrong this season? I thought the additions of Tunsil, Bill, and Debo would mean that they would push for being the best offense in the sport, and they never even started to click. Also, the defense would be improved, and somehow they are much worse this year. That's the question for you guys. So I just gave you three answers that I thought long and hard about and came up with. I thought their corners would be better this year. Wrong. I thought their defense was going to be better than it was last year. Loud wrong. And I thought Terry McLaurin was going to be McLaurin even with the hold in. I didn't think it would be a major factor, and I guess there's no way to know that it was definitively a factor in these injuries, but it's been a disaster of a season, and I did not have that in the office pool.
I thought this offense would be proficient. I thought they'd still have explosive plays even without great personnel. Good enough. Last year they did it without superstars. And it's been terrible, especially over the last month. I thought Frankie Louvu would have a world-class impact off the edge and be among the league leaders in sacks and TFLs and a bunch of stuff. Hasn't happened. And then just generally on defense. I thought they'd be fine. Okay. They are a disaster. I didn't see that coming. I was wrong.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.